Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it is Red Teams here, and welcome back to our political podcast. As you know, I had to still take a break, which is probably going to become a usual thing in my life because of such as, like, plays and just overall life itself, so expect days in between to really be something normal between my podcasts, but I will still try to really do podcasts on average, maybe once a day and such. I'm trying to do that, but it's going to really depend on what happens on that day or just the overall week. But again, I don't really need to get into that. So we're going to kind of move into this little old movement called, I think the name was Tuck Frump. And if you don't know what that means, well, it means F Trump virtually. And so I saw this movement just today from Paul Joseph Watson, which again, I use him as a large source of what I can find on the news other than my investigation. But again, the movement itself, I literally thought it was going to be terrible. I thought it was going to be beyond bad. I thought it was just going to be another Antifa group. But I was surprised. And when I say surprised, I mean surprised in a very, very bad way. Because this movement, not only does it encourage all of their ideas, it doesn't have any kind of logic into it. It just has people attacking Trump because he's too immoral. Like, they literally just talk about how he thinks of women as pigs or how his immigration policy is too harsh on immigrants. It's like, you're just virtually putting the moral argument. You're not actually putting a real argument. Moral arguments are not real debates. They're just freaking excuses in order to actually keep yourself from looking like an idiot. And then, one of the worst things I saw is that when I, like, went further into the video, they brought in kids, and some of them were dropping some, I would say, pretty foul language. Like, I'm not kidding on this. Like, they were dropping the S word and an F word and like that. They were dropping that, and I was so heavily surprised, and I was, like, just like, what? Like, even Antifa doesn't do that, and they're in a domestic terrorist group. And it's like, you guys aren't, but you guys look like morons. Yeah, teach my kid how to swear. Teach her saying the F word to Trump is going to be so powerful against him. Trump's going to not know how to respond to it. It's just too much for him. It's just too much. When all it does is just say, I have no clue on how to defeat Trump. And in real life, if I actually tried to debate him, he would probably destroy me. So I'm just going to use my child. And that's one thing I hate about certain people, is that they use children as virtual shields to keep them away from any political discomfort or anything. They use that in order to protect themselves or someone else, because they can't ever put an actual, like, real issue. They just have to grab kids and say, oh, the kids want it. Vote for us because we use kids. Like, that's really what that entire strategy is. That's just, in my opinion, unethical. It's just really unethical, and I don't think we should use it, because it's not actually really promoting your idea. It's just telling people that, oh, kids support you, when in real life, kids probably don't even know what he's talking about. They just probably are there because they're in an advertisement, and their parents are like, hey, you're going to do this advertisement. You're going to pretend that this guy is a great person. You're going to say, frick Trump, and that Trump is stupid, and that he should be the new president. And then Billy's like, okay, Trump's stupid. Now give him my Kit Kat. Like, that's literally what the entirety of using children in ads are. It's just them protecting themselves using such a weak and overused method that has become so, like, used, it's become a blatant political prop. Like, it's almost like the Hillary Clinton movement, when she was trying to look to, like, the young kids and be like, I'm so cool. It's like, we're not going to vote for you just because your name's Hillary. We're just not, because that would just be, that would almost be even stupider. That's all I can say. That would be even worse if you voted for her just because she had her name Hillary Clinton. It's not even good. It's like if we named Trump Dump Trump or something. It's like, it's just bad. But again, the movement itself, I think it's not on high pace. I went to the website and such, and it's not like a large movement. In fact, it's probably one of those local movements that just makes YouTube videos in order to actually get more and more farther out. But Again, I think the movement itself will never gain traction. It's not going to gain any traction with anyone. And I have talked to some people who are Democratic moderates. Like, they hate groups such as this. They especially hate groups like that because they make a stereotype that all leftists are communist-loving, immigrant-open socialists. That's it. Like, they just, they don't have any arguments. They don't have anything. Like, I've met those people. They are pretty good at debates. Like, I obviously only beat them because they weren't always prepared, unlike me. Not bragging a little bit. But again, really, just the overall entirety of using this movement's not going to prove anything. It's just, it's also, again, as I'm thinking now, it's just immature. It's purely immature because it's just saying, it's like that teenager kid that just goes up and says, "Frick you, I'm not going to listen to you." It's like, and they think they're strong for defense, for going against their parents, when in real life they are just going to screw themselves up. And like, that's kind of what the movement is. It's like the 14-year-old who can't, like, decide on if I'm going to leave my parents and somehow survive in the world without anything. Like, that's really what the movement is. But other than that, I haven't really found much on that website. It hasn't really been updated that recently, other than a few other videos that I didn't really want to watch because the first video was already terrible. I suggest finding it. Just look up the movement, and you're probably going to find it. It will be probably like the first or second result on YouTube, but that's what I got for the Tuck Frump video. Sorry, for the Frump Trump or whatever. I don't care. I don't really care about the movement itself. I don't really care. But we're going to move into an actual organization, as in Media Matters. And I only heard of Media Matters when Tucker Carlson's tapes came out. I actually had no idea what Media Matters was before. I thought it was just some kind of newsroom or something like that, like an MSNBC. But I soon investigated Media Matters because of this, and I found out that they were a very extreme progressive group. They are beyond progressive, because I looked at many of their articles. They attacked Ben Shapiro for lying, which, I'm just going to say this right here. If Ben Shapiro lied, the world would end. That's more of a meme than really in truth. It's just like, if Ben Shapiro ever lied to us, the whole world itself would be destroyed, because Ben Shapiro never lies. He always tells the fact. But again, that's also a meme. Because we're humans, we sometimes accidentally mess up, or we might lie a little bit to kind of encourage others. But really, the article I looked at is that it didn't really point to anything. It just attacked Ben Shapiro himself. It wasn't really much of an attack on his arguments. It was kind of more of just a, this is why we don't like Ben Shapiro, and this is what other people say. Like, it wasn't really an article, I would say, that was really pointing out anything. It was just pointing to themselves and saying, well, we don't like Ben because he has facts and logic, and we just have our opinion. And then I went to another article, which was a Laura Ingraham article, and it stated that she was a, I think, homophobic, Islamophobic, anti-immigrant who shouldn't be in office. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she shouldn't be. When you have, and then you have Bernie Sanders, who wants to completely overhaul our entire healthcare system in order to just make us get free stuff. Like, I don't agree with it, because what's the point in even having hard work anymore? Like, what? Oh yeah, just a few billion dollars there, just a few trillion dollars in debt. It's not that bad. It's like, yeah, it's gonna last for like a year or so, and then it's gonna come crashing down on us if we do that plan. It's just that. And so for really this site to really attack Laura Ingraham, because I don't like Laura Ingraham the most of the times. I think she's a little bit, not really extreme, I would say, but sometimes I don't like what she says, because I could definitely say that I wouldn't say that, or at least I would put it into a different context, maybe a little bit sugarcoating, because even though I do not sugarcoat much of my arguments, I do sometimes keep certain ones because I might not know that much, or I kind of can't interpret it into a sentence that will actually not offend anyone, because that's the society we live in. But again, really, just the overall, again, this article just also did the same thing. It just absolutely did the same thing, and it did nothing else. And so it's just really, again, Media Matters is just a horrible group. And they should just, I think they should just retire at this point. Like, Media Matters has been attacked so much. They've been attacked so many times. And they still claim that they're a big website on keeping the media. Yeah, they're keeping the media. They're keeping their own party onto the website, onto the news sites, on the web. They only support the media because they clearly are, because they clearly see that they control the media. So they want to keep the media, and that's why they're against Trump. Because Trump, on the other hand, is fighting against the biased media. He's fighting against this media because he sees, obviously, why people are no longer watching it, why people have become less and less interested and have actually just started going onto the internet and such. Because they're tired of hearing all of these fake news stories and learning about all of these opinions that don't have anything to do with their argument, but are just somehow involved. That's what that's what I have a problem with the mainstream media, because they lie, they cheat, and they don't even apologize for it. They just purely do that, and then that's the whole story. But really, the overall entirety of this article is really just lies and immaturity, because Media Matters is also immature, because they don't really accept that the media is now failing. They can't accept it, because they've still been publishing articles that say, oh, the media movement is really growing now since under Trump, because we're really fighting him. Like, no, you aren't. The Media Matters group is, in fact, like, sorry, I need to put that into a different context. I didn't mean to say that. But the media has, in fact, been dying. The media has, in fact, lost over 20% of their viewers just in 1 week. And that's not even counting if I check it right now. So, again, the really overall entire point of this episode, I guess, was really just the lies, the immaturity, the complete and total ignorance of the left that has continued to go through them. They still now continue to be an ignorant bunch of hypocrites. That's just it. They are just ignorant and they're hypocritical, because they're going to continue to lie. They're going to continue to pander to the millennial age. They're going to continue to do that. And they're going to pretend like they are just for Americans. The progressives used to be the moral party, but they're no longer the moral party. They've actually become probably the party against anything that offends, which means now they don't virtually have any kind of feelings. And that's kind of almost funny at the same time, because it's virtually like, oh, they're supposed to be moral, so they're supposed to like kind of have a much lighter tone on things. It's like, no, they don't. They probably hate anything that involves any kind of music, because now they're censoring music, they're making music the same, and they're just making all jokes and like late night comedies the same. Trump and politics. That's just virtually all of the comedy now. That's literally the entire. But that's going to really end it right here for this episode 40 of our political podcast. So again, really, I am actually getting a audio interface for my microphone so it can sound a little better. And I'm still waiting for the Phantom power so I can also power the microphone, because I did investigate the microphone a little bit further just to make sure. Because when I buy stuff, I always make sure. I never want to get something and not know how to use it. I always want to investigate. And so I found out that you need Phantom power. So I'm planning to get this and a cheap audio interface. Like, I looked at the ratings about it. It's a 4.2. So I'm kind of buy it, because it looks like it's not terrible. I just won't want something that's terrible and cheap. I always want something that's middle and a little bit more costly. Like, if I have to choose, I would choose something good and a little bit costly. But in this case, I am actually planning on getting another set of microphone, which I think it's the Scarlett audio interface, which is actually an award-winning interface. And I'm planning either to get the 2-1 or just the 1. I don't know which. I might just get the 2-1 because I'm going to have two microphones if I order the kit. So, or I might order the 1 if I'm just deciding to keep it by myself. But that's really what I got for the end. So thank you for listening. I hope you support the podcast, such as on Patreon, PayPal, and others, and our other sites that we've extended on to. And I also hope you have a great rest of your day.